Oh, hi everyone, Mark Allen, Ed in the Clouds, also a governor in a small rural primary school. And you've kind of stolen my thunder here, because I was going to say it's lovely to see so many familiar faces, and there's a danger with Teach Meet that it can become a bit of an echo chamber, that you're kind of meeting your Twitter network in the flesh. It's interesting to do that for the first time. You know what people have had for breakfast, but you don't know what they look like. Actually, we've got some new faces, which is great. And what I wanted to talk about was the problem of engaging the rest. I mean, David, you blogged, David Mitchell blogging, fancy that. You blogged a little while ago about the fact that we are the 1% or 2%, and how do you engage the others? I mean, that's the real job, it seems to me, is to get the other 98% involved in stuff like this. And I just want to show you one idea. It's a cheap trick, an easy thing to do. Cost you a few hundred quid to do in your school. Which is that on our public-facing website, we've got access to other areas, one of which is a walled garden for the staff room. So I've got a staff room here. It will not surprise those of you who know me to hear that this was built using Google Sites, but that's a detail. It's built whatever you feel comfortable with. And I've made it look like Facebook to try and engage some of the younger members of staff and so on. The thing I wanted to get to in that is that this is a way that you get normal school diary announcements, things like that, plus our year five kids write a newspaper, so that's in there as well. But in here, I have a couple of links which are things that I find out there on the web which I think are interesting and that other members of staff might be interested in. So I have I'm in the curriculum part of our governor's, so anything to do with a creative curriculum idea I throw in here. It stops them having to go off and find stuff on the internet. So, there's all kinds of stuff in here. Yada, yada, yada. And that could be, because it's based on Posterous, that could be any kind of rich media I want to throw in there. And then the other thing that I do, which I wanted to get to, was that by default in the staff room, we have a large 200 quid telly that we bought from Tesco, which we call it the telly, even though it's got an RJ45 socket in the side and is plugged into an invisible computer hidden away. Because if I say it's a computer, then some members of staff are going to get phased and feel a bit scared by that. So there is a telly, and on it, by default, we've got a diary, which they're not threatened by, and some safe people on Twitter. By safe, I mean people who are not going to come out with anything too radical. They're going to say, try using lollipop sticks to choose which child to ask a question. Practical, real-world advice. And there are some people on Twitter who do that. It means that, probably none of you are on this this stream. But you can easily pre-masticate the Twitter stream so that you're only presenting people with things. I don't even tell them it's Twitter, by the way. And what I love is when I go into the staff room and there's a 58-year-old member of staff who's a year from retirement who says, I hate bloody technology because it's never worked for me. And she's there writing it down, just as Dougal said, you're all magpies. You love to see something and think, I'm having that. And then going back to the classroom and trying something out. Thank you very much.